Albert Einstein said the most important question you could ever ask yourself is this a friendly universe? And if you believe that it is, if you believe that everything that is happening to you is happening to support you, that everything that is happening for a higher purpose, then ask yourself this question. What is that purpose? You are here on this planet for a reason. No one is here by accident. And the purpose for which you are here is uniquely yours. It will not resemble anyone else's. When you raise your happiness level, you feel better inside. When you raise your energetic vibration, you create an entirely different world around you. The success that you desire comes first from within, and then the outer world will follow. Here are three simple steps you can do anywhere, anytime when you are feeling stressed, angry, or agitated. It is known as the love response. First, place the palm of your hand over your heart. This simple act starts the release of a chemical called oxytocin. Oxytocin is called the love hormone. Now, imagine that you are breathing in and out through the center of your heart. Visualize and feel your breath moving in and out through the center of your heart. And the third step, imagine with each breath that you are breathing in love and breathing in ease, and you are breathing in compassion. Exhale normally and breathe in love, ease, and compassion.
key to bringing about positive change in your life is to look at all areas of your life and set new, higher standards for all those areas, and then to commit to living at those higher standards from that point onwards. You can begin by setting new standards in all the areas of your life that you feel unhappy with, or even angry with, and decide how you really want to feel in those areas. And just one day at a time, stick to that standard. Once you set standards, you will discover and appreciate your true self. And as your true self, you will experience change both within yourself and the world around you. One of the secrets to success in life is to learn to come from a place of appreciation. When you begin to appreciate what you already have, you create a vibration of appreciation, and the universe sends you more to be appreciative for. When your reality is not the reality you want to experience, whether at home, at work, in your relationships, you can begin to change that reality by changing your language. Think before you speak. Think even about what you're thinking. Improving the dialogue you have with yourself will change your reality in ways you can't even imagine. To be successful in life, you must find what it is you love to do, what excites you, what makes you want to get out of bed every morning, and find a way to make money doing that which you love. When your vocation feels like a vacation, you have arrived. This is possible for everyone. We each have one very specific and powerful gift to share. What is yours? What is your what? What is the one thing your soul is compelled to do?
When you are engaged in your passion, it brings the joy of self-expression to a whole new level. No one is richer than those who have found their labor of love and are busily engaged in performing it. Choose to engage with your passion. Choose today. Choose now. Choose now to live your best life in this lifetime. I promise that you have the resources and the capacity to have it be.
There are really only two types of people. Those who meander through life and never really get to where they are predestined to go. And those who choose to live their passion. Choosing to live a life filled with passion is your key to shifting from being awake to being truly alive. Everyone is born with the talents that they need to fulfill the dreams that they have.
If you want more out of life and you find that you are not willing to give yourself permission to pursue what you want, here are some things that may help you. Stop. Pause. Go outside. Observe a sunrise. Look up at the stars. Watch children play. Have a conversation with someone 20 or 30 years older than you. Ask them what they would be doing if they were suddenly your age. Pausing and taking in the world around us can help to give us a fresh perspective. Thank you.
have the capacity within you to fulfill every dream you might possibly have. You have to take action to get feedback from the universe. You have to take action to be supported. The universe can't support what it does not see happening. So you need to take that first step in faith. The secret to having faith is to recognize that you are responsible for creating your life. As long as you depend on others to create your life, then you are not believing in yourself and your power to create what you want.
If no one in the world would love me, I will love myself. If I don't fit in or blend in anywhere, I will stand out and be myself. If I want to have a chance at success with happiness, I must learn to believe in myself and do it my way.
The greatest skill you can learn in order to be successful is managing your own internal emotional state.
You are already perfect, just the way you are. Even though you may feel you are different from everyone else, you are beautiful and you are powerful. Acceptance of what is will set you free. Love is the highest energetic vibration on the planet.
We don't attract into our lives that which we think about all the time, but rather, life is constantly reflecting back to us the vibrations we're putting out into the universe.
The greatest people in life are those who act in every moment out of love and compassion.
When you get in touch with your true nature, and then align your actions with the essence of who you are at the core of your very being, then you start to see results in your life, and you can find out where true transformation comes from. Then you can make the conscious decision to participate in designing your own destiny.
Anytime anything tragic happens in a person's life, something good always comes out of it.
When we experience fear, rather than trying to avoid the situation or run from it, we need to allow ourselves to feel the fear and take action anyway. This is courage. One of the keys to a successful relationship is having the courage to acknowledge your mistakes. Whatever it is you desire from others, be willing to give it first. Do you desire attention? Give attention. Do you want to be cared about? Care about someone else. Do you desire respect? Respect others. Give it first. Another key to a successful relationship is empathy, deciding to hear another's point of view. When we can hear another's point of view, we can then stand in their shoes. We can then understand where they're coming from.
Your greatest fear is simply the realization that you create it all.
It's up to you. It's up to you.
I call it infinite possibility.